An email list will be the biggest asset that you own as an entrepreneur. Mine is the number one way that I drive profits into my business, and I am teaching you exactly what to do in order to grow and serve yours. My signature course on email list building, the List to Launch Lab, is now open for brand new students right now. Learn more at jennakutcher.com/email. Now, if you are someone asking questions like, what do I say and when, and how do I grow an email list even if I don't have a website, and what if I'm no good at the tech stuff? Well, I've heard questions just like these for years, and in fact, I used to ask them myself, but I've got the answers and my email list has the receipts to prove it. Inside of the List to Launch Lab, you will get fluff-free content that you can take on the go and learn in whatever setting works best for you, swipe files and email templates so you're never stuck on what to say next, plug-and-play designed guides so that you can get your freebie done in no time, plus the strategies that get me thousands of new subscribers every single week. We also added a mini mastermind-style bonus module featuring 5 next-level lessons from some of the industry's best list builders, all included when you join. Let me hold your hand through the process and teach you everything you need to know so that you can finally get the email list building results and the business growth that you've been searching for. Join me inside at jennakutcher.com/email before the doors close at midnight on May 22nd. That's jennakutcher.com/email. I can't wait to see you inside.
So I had built this model that required me to consistently show up. And when life wouldn't allow me to show up, then I had this really big, kind of scary awakening of like, I've built something really awesome, and yet it doesn't allow for me to be a human, right?
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a 7-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
If you've been listening to the Gold Digger Podcast for any length of time, it probably won't surprise you when I say that I love solving problems. Like, I love puzzles. I love brain teasers. I love being faced with challenges. And that is why I absolutely love these Gold Digger coaching sessions. These sessions give you, the listeners, this opportunity to ask for help, something that we all could be a little better at. And at the same time, it helps me get to work alongside of you, working through your business challenges and the things that you are working on overcoming. Today, I am chatting with Brandy. She's an artist, a muralist, an author, podcaster, and an educator. Woo! She does a lot of things, and she has this passion for making meaningful connections through art. Her artwork has been featured on national television and has graced the pages of international publications and prestigious galleries all over the world. And she is ready, and she is working towards taking her business to the next level. Brandy knows it's time to transition her freelance business into this thriving and more stable career. And we have to mention, she's also a stay-at-home mom to 3 boys. In our coaching session, Brandy asks a lot of heavy-hitting questions. We talk about grief. We talk about creativity, delegation, project management, automation, and burnout. We are covering so many different bases. This is a great conversation no matter what stage of business you are in. If you are someone who would love to be featured in a future coaching episode of the Gold Digger Podcast, make sure you join the Gold Digger Insiders Facebook group. This is linked in today's episode description and the show notes. There, I will be asking monthly for volunteers to come on the show to ask me questions, get mentored, and help other listeners while, of course, being on your favorite podcast all at the same time. So join the Gold Digger Insiders Facebook group, and hopefully we can hit record together soon. Now, without further ado, let's dive on in to my coaching session with Brandy. Okay, real talk, are skinny jeans out or are they in? My friends and I continue to have this debate, and it just goes to show that trends come and go and come back again.
And the same goes for marketing strategies. Like, who can even keep up? Luckily, HubSpot makes it their job to keep marketers on trend and on track to hit their goals. Their 2024 State of Marketing Report is an all-in-one guide for everything happening this year and how marketers can best approach it all. HubSpot surveyed more than 1,400 marketing pros across the world and curated the top trends they're thinking about. Sure, there's AI, but there's honestly so much more. The report covers everything from increasing awareness and engagement to ensuring privacy and boosting efficiency and growth. This report will give you all the info you need to shape your strategy for the year and keep on winning into next year. So friend, do not get caught hopping on an old trend. Visit HubSpot.com/state of marketing to get your free copy of the report today. That's HubSpot.com/state of marketing. I am absolutely thrilled about today's conversation with an amazing Gold Digger podcast listener, Brandy. Brandy, welcome to the show and thank you for coming on for a coaching session.
No, thank you for having me. I actually couldn't believe that you reached out when your team member, Christy, was like, "Hey, Brandy, we want to fit you in on Wednesday. Can you make it?" And I was like, this is not real. Because like a lot of times those things aren't right. Like they're like, we'll steal your identity, actually. Just to give you an idea of who I am and what I do, I'm an artist, muralist, podcaster, educator. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget everything I did. Oh, yeah. Mother to three.
Yes.
Crazy little boys. And we're kind of tucked in to a cool place that's on the border of Alberta and Saskatchewan in the like quiet Canadian prairies. And I'll throw in an A somewhere just for all your
I love it
sort of your international listeners. Because yeah, I meet a lot of women specifically on my podcast from America. And they're like, yeah, your accent is just like the cutest. And I was like, what accent are they talking about? So it's not a boat. I didn't go that far, but, and I just love empowering creatives to build diverse income streams. And not only that, but like thrive as a creative to avoid burnout, because I've hit it so many times. And I know you talk a lot about that in your book and in your podcast. So a lot of our stories align and I'm very excited to chat with you.
Oh, that's awesome. I always laugh when I tell people I'm from Minnesota because we're from northern Minnesota. And they'll always say, you don't sound like you are. And I'm like, I don't know if that's a compliment or a dig, but I'll take it.
I have a team member from that area. Yeah. Yes. It's like the little cute things. It's like there's, I hear it sometimes in you too.
In the language.
Nuance. Yeah.
So let's dive on in and let's talk about some of the bigger topics that you want to cover today. And now that we've kind of laid the foundation of you and your business, let's dive on in. So what do you want to ask in today's session?
My biggest questions are, obviously, like I really connect with the whole grief and loss and using creativity as your outlet to get through those parts of your life. And I'll tell you why. In 2014, I was pregnant with my first son, Gus. And 6 months into that pregnancy, I actually lost my mother to cancer. And then a few years later, after our second son was born, we lost my father-in-law suddenly. And so creativity has always like been there for me. And I know it's been there for you. You quoted in your book, we are the sum of the total of our experiences. And I think our experiences, like such as heavy losses, they build up who we are. Like you're a stronger, more resilient woman and person. And so am I from, you know, charging through that, but I wouldn't have gotten through it without my creativity, right? And those times of, so I want to hear about how creativity has empowered you to become stronger, or once you get through the grief, like moving forward, like what would you tell someone who's in a grief moment?
Yeah, I love this question. And I'm so sorry for your losses, especially at such a tender time in your life. You know, it's such a transformational journey of becoming a mom. It's so interesting to me because I often cling to this quote that I heard, and I don't know where it originated from, but that grief is a tunnel, not a cave. And I feel like that's such a powerful line for people that are in it,
because it often feels like a cave that you're never going to climb out of. And when you realize that it is this tunnel and you can keep moving forward, I just always feel like that's such a powerful way of looking at it. And it's interesting because I think a lot of times when we are grieving, we can see some of our unhealthy tendencies come out to play. And for me, something that I'm unpacking to this day in therapy is that I have this deep-rooted belief or this innate characteristic within me of like, if I just work harder, everything will be okay. And I know for me that when I went through those hard times of grief, I just threw myself into work because it was this distraction. And creativity was what was actually pulling me out of that and almost calling to me to like not go into that unhealthy like workaholic mode, because that felt like the only thing I could control at the time. And it's really interesting because I'm finding myself in a really unique phase of life right now that isn't rooted in grief, but in curiosity. And I think that one of the most powerful things that I've done in my business over the years, especially during my grief journey, was build these systems and these things that could be running while I rested, because I was forced to rest, right? And I think that for so many of us, we build these businesses that are amazing and then life knocks us to our knees and we recognize that we build businesses that don't work if we're not running. And so what's interesting is that I'm in this stage of life now where I have built this business that really can run really well without requiring as much effort on my part, where now I have that more freedom and bandwidth and curiosity to be creative again. And so I definitely recognize for me, and I'm curious for you, Brandy, does your creativity come with ebbs and flows, or do you feel like it's constant? Because for me, it is this roller coaster. So what does it look like for you, especially as an artist?
I think it's always there. And I think it's, you can tap into it. There are ways of tapping into creativity, even if you're feeling exhausted, because through that time of grief and like being in the early stages of motherhood, so babydom, where you're like up all night. And I suffered burnout from like making too much art in this time of, and I was just like, art was really great through that grief period. Making art, it was always there for me. And then there was this phase where it was like, okay, I'm getting like a little more freedom in my business to create more custom artwork, which was my like really cool portrait process, right? And my art consultant, so it would be like an art coach, she was like, people love what you do and they love those custom pieces. So let's really focus on that. I was like, okay. So like my type A was like, let's focus on that. And then I would have like 8 custom orders a month. And it was so crazy. And I was part of my friend Shannon's mastermind. And she is like, this is really great, Brandy. I'm so glad you're succeeding. However, is this sustainable? Yeah. And I was like, I'm fine, Shannon. I'm fine. I just don't want to paint portraits anymore. No big deal. And I might go crazy if I do another one. And they just kind of laughed. And I was like, okay, that's a pretty big deal if you're a portrait artist. And you don't want to paint portraits.
Yeah.
And it was like Christmas Eve and I was like doing a custom order and I was like, I can't do this anymore. And then it's just grown into like changing my practice into all these other things, like focusing on making big murals and then teaching other people how to make portraits, which was a really big, because I like could have kept that secret, like of all my tricks of like making portraits to myself. That was like the start of like, I can be an educator and show people and I can share what I know. And I'm not afraid of sharing my secrets because it's going to empower other people to connect with their creativity. And it's like an expander. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But expanding your practice and creating multiple sustainable income streams, still you can suffer burnout. And I did again in February. So
let's talk about it. What questions?
Yeah, that's what I need advice on, because, you know, setting up those different strategies and setting up all those flows and the workflows and your emails and all of that stuff, like transitioning a business. I thought of it as like, I'm starting a brand new business. I'm not just making art. I'm not just selling it. Right. Yeah. And that can be applicable in any business. Like, you're not trading your photography. It's the exchange of time for money. Right.
Yeah.
And you are like the master of like figuring that out. But in those figure out moments, that takes a lot of like massive focus and energy.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I don't do it right then, I'll lose the momentum because that's kind of my personality. So I really need advice on that.
On setting up like more automated and evergreen type things? Is that the question?
Yeah, I'm in that mode.
Here's the thing about automation and like creating more freedom. And honestly, I feel like there is a movement happening, especially with women entrepreneurs who maybe have already gotten results and they've already built successful businesses, but they're recognizing that the freedom aspect isn't there that they thought would be there.
Yes.
And I know for me, that was exactly what happened with wedding photography. I loved wedding photography, but if I didn't show up to shoot, I didn't get paid, right? And so I had built this model that required me to consistently show up. And when life wouldn't allow me to show up, then I had this really big, kind of scary awakening of like, I've built something really awesome, and yet it doesn't allow for me to be a human, right? And I think that this is something that so many successful women find is like, yes, I've gotten the success, or yes, I've gotten the results or the money or whatever we're judging success off of, but it's not giving me the life that I want. And I think that's a really powerful place to be. And I also think that a lot of times that burnout isn't necessarily an indicator of overworking. It's that like you recognize that you can't stop working. You know what I mean? And not always, but I think that that happens to a lot of us.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best. You're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/gold to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/gold. Terms and conditions apply.
I know what it's like to feel completely thrown off your game because you're just not motivated or your mind isn't in the right space. That's why I'm thrilled to tell you all about Superhuman Activations. Now, if meditation isn't for you, you need to try Activations instead. Activations are a groundbreaking new type of audio that's this mix of a motivational podcast, cinematic music, and guided visualization. They are fundamentally different from meditation and a lot more exciting to listen to. Instead of calming you, activations are motivating, energizing, and transformative. You'll reach your goals faster, whether you want to earn more money, get clarity, achieve a health goal, or feel like you're reaching your highest potential. They're essentially a shortcut to get to where you want to be and the ultimate way to visualize your future self. And you can only find them on the Superhuman app. I use and love Superhuman and find myself playing activations several times a day, whether I'm baking bread, doing my skincare, or even when I'm in the shower. Superhuman offers something completely different to other apps out there, and I cannot wait for you to try them. Take advantage of their 14-day free trial and head over to activations.com/golddigger to start your trial and save over 60% off your membership. There is literally no risk. If you change your mind and forget to cancel after the trial, you're covered by their money-back guarantee. The discount is only available through their website, not the app store, so visit activations.com/golddigger now for over 60% off. Do not miss out on this crazy deal. They rarely do discounts and it expires soon. That's activations.com/golddigger.
When you're starting to think about creating more systems and funnels and automation and things that can run on autopilot, I think a lot of times we think we have to start from scratch and build from the ground up.
And the truth is that if you have already been getting results, you likely already have the framework for everything that you need to put it into automation. One way to very easily combat the fear, the feeling that you have to start from scratch, the scared feeling that comes with like, I need to like create everything and I don't even know where to begin. A way to combat that is to take an inventory of what has already been working and getting results for you. So if you've already been making sales on something, there are probably a few key pieces to that that you already have created. And so for me, one thing that I do, and I think this could work for any business and any offer, is if you do some sort of a live launch, whether you are a product-based business, service-based business, digital business, educational business, if you do some sort of launch, when I am creating for a launch, I am already thinking about how everything I'm creating will translate into an automated sequence. So for example, we just did a live launch of my program, the Pinterest Lab. We closed the doors on it. The doors are closed. Now we are taking time as a team to look at, okay, what worked? What needs to be tweaked? What makes sense when it's live? What doesn't make sense when it's automated? And we're basically paring down every aspect of that live launch and then popping it into automation. And so what is beautiful is that you get to create, you get to test with a live offer, you get to assess, and then you just get to take the pieces that you've already built and tweak them slightly. And all of a sudden now you have that automated funnel. And so it doesn't feel like you're thinking with two different brains of like live launch and okay, now I've got to rebuild from scratch and here's what this is going to work. You're creating with this one mindset of like, I'm going to do the live launch to get the results and the insights. And then I'm going to take everything that worked and put it into automation. Now, one thing to note that a lot of people don't recognize is if you are going for a more automated business, a lot of times you will require ads to fuel it, right? Because the whole point of automation is that you don't have to be on the hamster wheel constantly talking about what you have to sell, right? And so I feel like a lot of people crave this automated business or this business that can run more on autopilot, not with no work. I don't think passive income truly exists in many cases, but a lot of times you need to have that initial entry point into a funnel that is already working. And so for us, that is paid ads. We do Facebook ads, we do Pinterest ads, we do Instagram ads. And so what's beautiful about it is if you do a live launch and you get results, you likely also get an income or money that can help fuel the automated efforts. And it's a lot less scary to put money behind ads when you know you're putting it towards something that is proven to work, right? It feels a lot less risky than running ads and being like, I have no idea if this is going to convert. I have no idea if I'm throwing money down the drain. It totally changes the whole thing. So I would just say that as you are thinking about it, I would start, Brandy, with your most sought after offer or your most profitable offer, looking at like Pareto's principle of like 10% of your efforts usually yield 90% of your results. I know that's totally not true for the multi-passionate people like you and I, where we do have like good chunks of the pie. But at the same point, to think of what is going to be the easiest offer to create some sort of funnel around or some sort of automation around. How do I get that one going? And then once that one is going and you're out of the weeds on that one, then you can create the next offer. Don't try to do it all in tandem where you're like, email number one for offer 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 is this. Email number, like that's too much. That's too much for anyone. And the chances that you would actually have the bandwidth and the energy to optimize and assess it is pretty much zero. I would say like do one and get feedback from it, start to pay attention to what works for it. And then a lot of times it is more rinse and repeat. Even if they're drastically different offers, you start to see like, oh, 3 emails works. Oh, 5 emails works. Oh, this entry point made sense. They wanted this freebie, which led in. Oh, they wanted straight to a webinar or a sales call. And so you start to kind of see these different trends that work for you and your audience. And then you're able to really just apply all the info that you have to the many different offers across the board. Does that help simplify it a little bit for you?
Yeah, I love what you said, because like we have a lot of stuff set up and I've just recently over the past year started working with a team. Actually, my team member is, I was like, we have to do Pinterest. Like we have to do it. So I actually bought her your training for that. So our launch in Pinterest. Artwork. Yes. And yeah. like, I just didn't have the bandwidth to do, like, I only can at this point with all the kids and the hockey and the things, like, I'm like, I only can do Instagram. Yeah. Like, I'm yeah. really great at creating really fun content. And I know that. And I enjoy doing it because yeah. that is another creative outlet. I especially love Reels. And when we look at it in a really positive light, it works for us.
Yep.
So I'm just learning to work with a team and delegate.
Yeah. I mean,
it's, and like, I'm like a nice jump. Person. Yeah. So I'm like, could you please maybe.
Same. Yeah. If it's not too much of an inconvenience, can you please yeah, help me? If you can't you, do it, it's totally fine. Paid. But
yeah, I don't want to yeah take up too much of your time. Yeah, I'm paying you. But yeah, so I'm just figuring that out. And like, it's working out. And in fact, in your community, I have found another team member, which was awesome. Really cool, which I love how you highlight and empower and encourage that in your community, yeah. people to find others to help them in their business.
So you're at such a pivotal place as an entrepreneur, and also a place that so many entrepreneurs don't prepare for or even think about when they start a business, right? You never start a business thinking, I'm going to be a boss someday, right? Like, that isn't a lot of times how we go into business, because especially for people like us who bootstrap everything, it's just us. We're all the people. And being a boss is really hard, and delegating and letting people care for your baby is really hard. And one thing that I've been struggling with and working through is remembering that, like, I am the visionary. And when I have the time and space and freedom to let myself be creative and have the visions, everyone does better. And when I'm in the weeds of trying to micromanage and do all the things and ideate and create and do everything, that doesn't allow me to, like, rise up to, like, really cast the vision that is necessary to continue moving forward. And so figuring out kind of what that looks like for you. And one thing I've been really focusing on is setting aside time for deep work, because as a mom and as someone with ADHD and someone who is multi-passionate and who loves all these different things and has a million ideas, deep work is so hard for me. People talk about it and I'm like, how do you even, like, get into deep work? Like, my brain doesn't even operate in a way of, like, one track mind.
I hear that.
Yeah. And so I've been really, like, protecting my schedule, and what a privilege to be able to do that. But to say, like, Mondays, I'm not taking any calls or meetings. Like, that is the day where I, like, get to ideate and think through and think ahead. And, you know, I was writing the other day and I, like, set aside time for that. And it's like, if I had a splattering of meetings or different things or calls with my team, I wouldn't be able to, like, sink into, like, oh, I feel like writing today, right? And so one thing that I will say that has been super helpful for me, there's this book by my friend, his name is Dan Martell, and it's called Buy Back Your Time. And for anyone that is in the beginning stages of hiring a team or curious about hiring a VA to help with your business, or just trying to figure out, like, where is my time most valuable? And I'm not saying where can you make the most money, but your time is most valuable with your children. Your time is most valuable when you're ideating. Your time is most valuable when you're passionate. And so I'm saying valuable, not just from a monetary standpoint, but from a life-giving standpoint. And inside his book, he talks about this principle, which I don't think he developed this specific principle, but it's a fantastic read. But the principle of the visionary casting the first 10%, so ideating the 10%, allowing the team to take 80%, and then the visionary circling back for the final 10%. And that has been a really helpful way for me to think about my work, because I love ideating everything. Like, everything, I want everything to come from me, right? Like, it's my business, it's my brand. I want it to come from me. And so when I think about that 10%, like, I get to pick all the topics for the solo shows. I get to pick the guests for my podcast. I get to think of what the blog post will be. And then coming up with, you know, those first few bullet points or the main idea of it or whatever that is, and then letting go of that 80. And then by the time it comes back around, I want it to be as close to completion as possible so that my work is as least amount as possible, but that it's again, honoring that initial vision. And so that has been super helpful for me. And I think it would be helpful for people with teams to remember that, like, you don't need to be in the, like, 10%, then the 20, then the 30. And then it's like, you're not getting any work done. Your team member's not getting any work done. You're both frustrated. You're spending your money. You're not creating anything new. And so that has just been a really helpful illustration and goal that we've set within the team of like, by the time it comes back to me, I want it to be at 90%. So that might be something that's helpful for you, but it's a hard process. And you also don't want to lose yourself, the heartbeat of your business, the voice of the business in that process as well. And so there's a lot of learning curves that come with it. When it comes to content creation, you either do it because you love it or because you know it's a powerful business tool. Now, either way, it takes a ton of work. Whether you're building your website from scratch or struggling to manage payments, you need Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate one-stop shop that's been my go-to for almost a decade. Yes, nearly a decade. It's designed to help creators and entrepreneurs build thriving online businesses with steady recurring income. Whether it's blogging, coaching, or podcasting, Kajabi makes it simple to transform your passion into profitable online courses, exclusive membership sites, and so much more. Over the years, Kajabi has been my rock, from hosting my signature courses like the Pinterest Lab to handling transactions without taking a single penny of my money. That's right, you get to keep 100% of what you earn. With Kajabi, you get powerful analytics, simple payment options, effective email marketing tools, and beautiful website templates that you can customize. And here's a little secret. You don't need a massive following to earn a great income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi who are making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers, and you can be one of them. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/goal. That's kajabi.com/goal. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion today at kajabi.com/goal. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Yeah, I love that. 10%, 80%, 10%. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I do have another question that I definitely want to get to before we lose our time. I came off a really big project last summer and we did a 3,000, let's see if I can get my numbers right, 3,082 square foot mural project for Truth and Reconciliation in my community. And it was massive. And I had a team of amazing people I worked with, and it was with the community, and it was really physical. And it was physically and mentally demanding. Of course, coming off of that was like, I was very tired, and it took a couple of months because it took 2 years to prep and plan, especially with like such a important subject matter. That project allowed me to finally hit, for the first time ever, very big financial goal for myself, which is really exciting. But then you're like, how do I do that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you never know what's coming up and how to have that sustainability almost with those projects. Like, it's scary.
It is. And that's where I think, especially too, I just was talking to a friend, and the number one like problem that entrepreneurs face is that inconsistent income and just that like fear around like, yeah, how do I duplicate it? Especially too, when it is such a huge success. So one thing I've been pondering a lot in my life, just on a personal level, is just like, do we have to continually outdo ourselves? And
it's a big question, because I think that a lot of entrepreneurs are achievement based and like they want to continually grow. And I think growth is beautiful, but it becomes a problem when we're only measuring certain areas of growth in our lives. And I think for entrepreneurs, the easiest one is to look at income. And one thing that I think is really interesting and a challenge that I would give you, Brandy, is like, is there a way to figure out your enough point, which I talk about in my book, I talk about on the podcast as well, but figure out how you can get consistent with just hitting your enough point through some of these other offers. And again, the focus is not just financial here, it's on freeing up your time. Because what happens if you are on this hamster wheel of generating income and you get this amazing offer and you can't even say yes to it because you don't have the bandwidth of the time and the energy that you just talked about, right? And so I was talking to a friend who was trying to like outdo her best year ever. And she was already feeling discouraged a few months into the year because she wasn't hitting these big goals. And I was like, well, why do you need to hit that again? Like, that was amazing. That was incredible. But like, if I'm looking at like the wheel of life that is talking about health, relationships, family, environment, like all these areas of your life, like income and business is just one little piece of the pie. And so I would just say, figure out what your enough point is. While you hit that incredible financial milestone, is that a requirement for you year over year? If yes, then how do we figure out how to do that? But if it's not, how do we figure out how to consistently hit your enough point so that you aren't in a state of fear, or you're not fearing about security and safety when it comes to financial things, so that you can be creative? Because I've just realized that creativity cannot live within us when we are working from a state of fear, right?
No,
and so
totally right.
I think that that's the big question that I've been pondering, like this existential crisis of like, do we consistently need to outdo ourselves? Like, is that actually a requirement for success and happiness? Or do we evaluate, like, was it hitting that financial milestone, or was it like the actual work and the community and the camaraderie behind it? Like, what was the secret sauce in that project that made it so incredibly special? And then kind of reverse engineering that. And so I just know for me, there have been so many times, and we talked about burnout a few times, but there have been so many times where the burnout comes when I hit a financial goal and it didn't feel the way I thought it would. And so I've just realized over and over and over again that it's usually not the money. It's almost always not necessarily the money. It's the energy and the bandwidth and all the other areas of your life that are either thriving or suffering because of that pursuit of the money. So that's something I'm like literally unpacking in my life, and probably not a helpful answer. But I just think that if we can figure out how you can consistently hit that enough point more on autopilot, then you will have the bandwidth to accept those bigger proposals and projects when they come in. And if you're not there yet, it's going to be really hard or stretching or likely lead you to burnout to say yes to a project like that when it comes, not if it comes, when it comes, because you haven't necessarily set up the back end to support that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It makes total sense. And really, like, those projects weren't ever, like, that's not my personality. They weren't ever about the money.
Yeah.
But, no, like, and we didn't even know if we were going to fundraise enough,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, but we did. And then I got to give back a whole big chunk of that into community programming and funding, which was the why of that project. Yeah. So you're talking about like connecting to the why we're doing things. And I think a lot of people can hit that button.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
Like the why behind it.
Yes.
And thank you for that really good reminder.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And I know you weren't focused on the money, but I have just seen this trend in myself and in others.
Yes. A little bit.
Yes.
It's to get caught up in it. It's stressful. That's like the biggest stress point for any person or family like you're like, oh, I sold a whole bunch of this, then why isn't it working at the same time this year?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. We have time for one more quickie and then we'll sign off.
Okay. Those were my questions, but I'll ask you anyways what I ask on my podcast. Yeah. I want you to describe your ideal perfect day in your life.
Ooh, I love this. Okay. So I was joking the other day and I'm like, I'm too young for this to be a quarter life crisis and too old to be going through a midlife crisis. However, I'm going down many rabbit holes. We'll see where they lead to. But we're going to start a garden this year. And I'm very excited about it. We built our home. And so now I just feel like this is our soil and we're not going anywhere. And we might become beekeepers, to be determined.
Cool.
And
yes,
I'm making sourdough bread. My oldest daughter is also gluten-free now. And so I wanted to go on the quest to figure out how to make great gluten-free sourdough.
I can help you.
Great. Great. Yes. I'm taking a community ed class. This is where I'm at. And I joined the local rowing team. I am investing in what lights me up outside of work. And so my perfect day now would be a lot different than maybe even a month ago. But I feel very excited about this stage of life and curious and ready to like do things that require slowness. And so that's where I'm at right now. So this morning I made my own cashew milk and fed my little sourdough starter. And it was a great start to my day. And I'm kind of loving this phase of life. I mean, we're basically one step away from getting chickens. So here we are.
I am looking at our chickens we're going to hatch.
There we go.
The egg rotator. Yeah. I'm such a geek. Like, it's fun for the kids.
Yeah.
Go to my dad's because we kept them a little bit too long. Yes. 1 year. I was like, actually, I think they're good at the farm.
I love it. Brandy, where can everybody find out more about you and your work and connect with you? Everyone has to go check out your Instagram. Your work is absolutely stunning and colorful and inspiring. So give me all the places.
Thank you. BrandyHofer.ca is where you can find all the information about me and the classes and our murals and what we do. But if you really want to, and I'm happy to chat anytime, I'm very active on Instagram at Brandy Hofer Studios. We're also on YouTube and a lot of our Color Me Happy podcasts are on there. And I wrote my book, which I thought of the title and a massage as well. Color Me Happy, See Your Everyday Ordinary as Extraordinary. So our podcast is called Color Me Happy as well, because I just want people to truly see their everyday ordinary as extraordinary, because there are so many parts, like you said, of you and your day. Like, you're not just your podcast or your business or your family, but you're like, there's so many more elements, and you want to hit those little things every day. Like, you want to row and you want to cook and you want to spend time with your family and you want to do work because it's your passion and you love it. It's a part of you and who you are. So I want to empower other people to take that path as well and like fit in all the
parts
in life.
Thank you so much for coming on. This was awesome. I can't wait for everyone to listen in. Thanks, Brandy.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my goodness, does Brandy ever remind me of myself? She has so many passions, so much excitement, so much zest and creativity around life and work. And it can also be entirely overwhelming, especially when you are taking care of little children. I am so excited to watch her hopefully automate some pieces of her business to optimize the things that are already working for her and to hopefully give her more of that time freedom to allow her to be even more creative and also to have that valuable time with the people that she loves most. Today's episode was fun and hopefully also gave you a little behind the scenes peek at the things that I am pondering, working on, and working through in my own life. I absolutely love these conversations. Again, if you would like to be on the podcast for a coaching session, make sure you're inside of our Facebook community, the Gold Digger Insiders Facebook group. We've linked it in the show notes and show description for you. We will be asking for people to submit what they want to talk about on the show and choosing someone every single month. And I just adore these conversations and I hope you love them as much as I do. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer care team is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.